When it comes to spying on its own citizens, the former East Germany certainly had a lock on things. The Stasi secret police kept very close tabs on what East Germans were doing. That dark past shapes the perceptions and political views of young adults living in Germany today. One place where some of those conversations play out is at the Chaos Computer Club in Germany. It's part hacker club, part advocacy group. Earlier, I spoke with one of the members, Julius Mittensvei. He said it's important for people to speak up for digital rights now, as technology becomes even more integrated into our daily lives.
In the future, every social interaction will have a component which is over the internet. And knowing that, there is the possibility that people can build kind of life profiles of us. So knowing the possibility that there is an omniscient narrator, knowing from the whole population of the planet Earth everything, their moods, their relationships, probably what they will do in the future. And that gives persons so much power of everybody. And we think that that might be, or that could be in the near future, a big threat to our democracy.
Now, digital surveillance, any kind of surveillance, has particular resonance in Germany. Tell us about that.
I don't know the reason for that. Probably that in recent history, we overcome two dictatorships. And so we know how much impact it could have if the government knows so much about the people and the government tries to control everybody. So that's why probably we are very skeptical if a single person or the state knows so much about you.
Certainly during the time of East Germany and the Stasi, which kept files on just about everyone. Is that what motivates you to get active in the issue of internet privacy?
Yeah, just imagine if the Stasi would have the capabilities the NSA has today, Eastern Germany probably would still exist. And well, that's the reason why we don't want to have anybody to have so much control and so much knowledge about everybody.
Now, how did you and your friends react to the Edward Snowden revelations about massive spying by the NSA and Britain's NSA, known as the GCHQ?
It was kind of interesting. All the people who are in IT security, every single attack and every single threat, we know that that was possible. But the thing what was new is that really the NSA and their British friends did that surveillance on an industrial scale. And we knew that SSL, the Internet Security Protocol, is vulnerable to certain attacks. But we did not really think of it that people try to break it on the global level and try to intercept SSL worldwide. And that, I have to say, and I have to admit, that that really shocked us.
What is SSL?
SSL is if you do online banking and the bar in the URL in your browser turns green and shows that lock, that's SSL.
Now, is there a generational sort of split in Germany in terms of attitudes towards surveillance?
If you would ask me that 1 year ago, I would have said, well, only the young people care about it. But after the Snowden revelations, also my mom understands why that is a real threat to our society.
Why did your mother react so strongly to Snowden? What about that particular episode moved her?
The reason is, if you would have asked her 1 year ago, she would say the NSA could know what I was talking to you or to my friends. But then after the Snowden revelations, people realized that everybody was affected by these spyings and everybody is a victim. And they are not only collecting data from some high profile persons, they are trying to collect everything and then to find the needle in the haystack. And we are part of that haystack.
Final question. What do you think people in the U.S. should understand about government and internet surveillance in Germany?
Well, they have to understand that people are very critical about having somebody and having a different foreign country trying to record everything they do online. And that they have to understand that from our perspective, that is not acceptable. That somebody tries to get a copy of your digital life.
Julius Mittensvei is a lawyer and member of the Chaos Computer Club in Germany. Thanks a lot, Julius.
Welcome.
We'd like to hear what you think about these issues, and here's a shout-out to all you millennials. Are your views on internet surveillance different than your parents? It's all part of our ongoing coverage of how millennials around the world view cybersecurity issues. Tell us on Facebook at facebook.com/PRI the world.